Well, I thought we played pretty consistent. You know, we played hard. We've done a good job on both ends of the court. I'm pleased with our effort. We've still got a lot of things we need to work on and clean up, but I'm pleased where we're at right now.
What does it mean you need to be back in this tournament championship?
Well, it means that the girls have played real hard this week. They've done a great job beating some really good opponents, and we're looking forward to the opportunity.
What's the scouting report on Marceline?
They're pretty well balanced. They've got a good sized post player. They've got very good strong guards. They can do a lot of things. They can shoot well and drive well. So they're really well balanced. They're extremely well coached. You can see they're just really disciplined in what they do. So we're having a hard time with them.
What will you look to do to combat some of their size and wing play with Edgar and some of those girls?
Well, we're just going to have to do a good job. Just doing what we're doing. Keep pressure on the ball. You can play good defense. Limit them to uncontested shots. Get them uncomfortable. And then rebound, and then try and transition and get transition baskets and run our offense.
We're talking to Macon's Ben Sonheimer. What can you say about some of the growth that some of your younger players have made in these last couple of weeks? We're seeing a much higher point totals from girls like Richardson and such.
She had to take on a lot of our point guard role when Jill got hurt, and it was really a role that she grew into, and she's done a really good job with it. And she has some times where she was struggling, but it didn't let her affect her defense, and she's already been points off the floor for the other team. But she's really started to get more comfortable, and I thought this week I really saw her really go into that role and really be aggressive. So we're looking forward to that continue, and then we'll get Jill back. Hopefully, keep building off that.
Appreciate your time. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's not just a home or a car. It's the 6 months you save for your Ultra HD flat screen just in time for football season. And the overtime you work for that third car so your teen can drive himself to practice. While other insurance companies just see them as a bundle or combo, State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck sees your home and car as things you work really hard for. Ryan understands what your things really mean to you and is here to help you give them the protection they deserve. Talk to State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck in Macon for your home and auto insurance today.
Marceline Lady Tigers head coach Jordan Beck with us ahead of the tournament championship against Macon. What does it mean to you to play for a championship on your home floor?
Well, the last couple of years we haven't gotten this far. We got to the third place game last year, so it's nice to finally get here on our home floor.
What have you seen out of your team this week?
A lot more teamwork than what I really, any coach wanted. And we're shooting the ball well right now and getting back on defense. We're playing much better man defense than we have, earlier in the year. So that's a positive. Just working as a team and knocking down some good shots.
What's the scouting report on Macon?
We know they're going to be quick, and they can – they like to drive and kick. And so we just have to make sure we get back and no easy transition on their end. And then taking care of the basketball, no turnovers.
They're not as big as they were a year ago, but like you said, they pressure the ball a lot. So how will you look to combat some of that?
Well, we're going to try a couple different defenses and hopefully, contain their transition and maybe get a little transition points for us. But we just got to work together and, keep the fouls low and get back on defense and sit down and play some good defense.
Appreciate your time. Best of luck.
All right. Thank you.
Now, more than ever, we're all looking to maximize the life of our vehicle. When it comes to collision repair, that means quality and workmanship. The kind of service you can expect from Bailey Brothers Collision Repair at Smith Motors in Brookfield. Whether it's hail damage, small dents and dings, or major collision damage, Bailey Brothers can handle the job. You can rest assured the work will be done right with no insurance hassles. Call 258-5005 or stop in for an estimate behind Smith Motors in Brookfield. Bailey Brothers Collision Repair. The ones you can trust.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, Just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
For details, see Shannon Ray, your shelter insurance agent in Macon.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Macon Tigers. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Macon Tigers. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Welcome back to Marceline High School. It is our first of two title games on the airwaves today. We've got the girls first and then the boys after that here on KirkCentralMoInfo.com. Starters for Macon, senior Sydney Miller, senior Peyton Milburn, freshman Lexi Miller, junior Katie Richardson, and senior Alex Wyatt. For the Marceline Lady Tigers, Ramsey Bruner, the freshman, junior Bailey Jobson, junior Kenzie Stahl, senior Janely Bixman, and senior Macy Edgar. Kenzie Stahl leading this Marceline Tigers team in points per game. And we're about to get set, coming off a South Shelby third place win over Brookfield to take the third place title on the boys' side. After this, we will have, again, that boys' title game. That'll tip at about 7:30 this evening, and that will be right here on 99.9 The Captain. Appreciate everyone sticking with us for the afternoon and evening today from the Marceline Tournament. It's been a lot of fun. We hope you've enjoyed some of our coverage as we get set for our final two games and the biggest two games of the night. Got a whole new officiating crew as well for these final two games. And tipping up for both of these teams will be Ramsey Bruner along with Alex Wyatt. Macon wearing their black uniforms and orange lettering, white numbering, as the tip is won by Marceline. Lady Tigers moving right to left, wearing their white uniforms, black lettering, black numbers, Lady Tigers written across the chest, and they move right to left. Up top is Bailey Jobson, the junior, swinging it left side for Kenzie Stahl. Back to Jobson, crossing over to her left. Now reversing course, hands it off to Stahl as she attacks right side. Gives it to Macy Edgar, 9 points a game for Macy Edgar. She moved to the wing player more this year as it's thrown out of bounds. Macon will get its first possession of the game after a turnover early on by Marceline. Bringing the ball up for them, Katie Richardson, the junior. Hands it off left side, Sydney Miller, and it's taken away on the steal is Stahl. Left side breakaway layup, one-on-one, missed short, and rebound into the hands of Sydney Miller. And she outlets it out to Richardson. Here comes Richardson across midcourt. Minute here into the first quarter of the title game, the Marceline Tournament. Left side it goes. Peyton Miller, three on the way, straight away knocks it down. First points of the game go to Macon. Peyton Miller as well knocking it down. Some full court pressure from this Lady Tigers team. Inside Jobson for Marceline, and it's hit out of bounds by Alex Wyatt. It will remain with Marceline. Jobson inbounding under her own basket on the baseline. Just off to the right. Looking. Find Bixman left of the lane. Bixman back to the basket. Curls inside. Stops from five. Kicks it out to Edgar. She'll attack baseline. She'll lose control of the ball, and it'll be out of bounds. Aiken, another turnover forced. And they're up 3-0, a minute and a half into this championship game of the Marceline Tournament. And Macon turns it over. Alex Wyatt dribbles off her leg. Marceline gets it back. Full court pressure for Macon. Marceline led by head coach Jordan Beck. Beck in her third year at the helm for this Lady Tigers team. Here comes Ramsey Bruner weaving her way across the timeline. She loses it out of bounds, but it was poked by Macon. It will remain with Marceline. Jobson the inbound. Jobson will get Edgar back to Jobson. Left wing, off screen right she goes. Circles the arc on the right side, hands off Edgar. Right side, Jobson. Back to Edgar, top of the key. She'll circle left, hands it off to Stahl. Crisscross path over to the right side. Jobson attacking right of the lane. She'll lose it, taken away by Macon. Peyton Milburn on the steal. Here comes right side. Richardson off to Milburn. Swings the left side for Miller. Lexi Miller trying to lob it down low, taken away. Bixman by Marceline. Early turnovers by both teams with 5:50 to play in the opening frame. 3-0 Macon's lead. Edgar trying to tie it up with a three here. Long. And it'll fall out of bounds on the far sideline. Back to Macon. This game brought to you in part by ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet Frozen Foods, Macon R1 School District, Macon Healthcare Center, and the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar. Lexi Miller for Macon, dumping it down low to Sydney Miller, and it's taken away. On the steal is Edgar. Wheels across the timeline. Left side, Jobson. And she'll reset top of the key. Macon up 3-0, 5:20 to go here in the first. Edgar to her right. Now to Jobson. Back to Edgar, left wing. Ball above her head. Bixman free throw line. Back to the basket. Double on the ball as she kicks it out back to Jobson. Here's Jobson. Free throw line. It goes to Bruner. She attacks and kicks back to Jobson. Spinning right of the lane. Trying to kick it out back to Bixman. She does. Finds Jobson in the corner. Three from her. She switches that one. Jobson with three. We're all knotted up. 4:45 to play in the opening quarter. Milburn up top back to Wyatt. Swings it to the right side, Richardson. She steps into a three from the right wing. High arcing shot, too hard off the heel. Offensive rebound. Back out it goes Milburn, making a second chance. Right side Miller attacks through a double team. Flips up a layup, no call, and a ball loose on the floor. Picked up by Macon. Free throw line pass, Wyatt. Jump shot, no. Ball tipped around, back into the hands of Richardson. Her putback, no, but a foul. 3 second chance opportunities for Macon. And they're rewarded with a trip to the free throw line. It'll be Richardson shooting the two free throws, tied up at three with 4:20 remaining in the first. Richardson's first free throw, no, off to the left. And some substitutions as Kate Hawkins checking in along with Tierra Wood. And sitting will be Lexi Miller and Alex Wyatt. Richardson, free throw. No, 0 for 2 she goes. Bixman skies for the rebound for Marceline. Out to Bruner, full court making pressure. Bruner looking, still dribbling that court. Haven't advanced yet. A pass now does across the timeline to Edgar. Edgar, double on the ball. Right side, Jobson in the corner. Jab left, attacks right. At the baseline, she goes, and she's bumped and fouled. That'll be the first team foul against Macon. And a baseline inbound from Marceline. 4:02 remaining in the first. Jobson, the inbounder. Finds a cutting stall in the lane. Layup, no. Bruner, offensive rebound. Put back, no, but a foul. And that is Bruner's strength. She is able to get down low, fight her way for position, and get those offensive rebounds. So Bruner at the line, the freshman. First free throw connects. And she puts Marceline up by 1, 4-3. It's Marceline's first lead of the game. And Bruner's second free throw too hard. Offensive rebound, Bixman, her putback. Yes, and a foul. Jaylee Bixman going to work down low. And she has an opportunity for a three-point play. 6-3, Marceline's now leading by three. Bixman, a quick player, multi-positional as well as her free throw rattles in. 7-3, Marceline by 4. Under 4 now to go in the first. Macon with it left to right. High right side is Milburn. Gets a screen off to her left. Up top back, it goes to Hawkins, and she'll attack and kick. Back to Milburn, now inside Hawkins. Fall away from the right block, miss short. Rebound corralled by Richardson. Second chance, Macon once again. Out to Milburn. Tip pass inside it goes to Miller. She missed short, but the putback by Hawkins is good. Kate Hawkins, her first 2 points. Full court pressure, Macon. 7-5, Macon down two. Marceline with the lead. 3:20 to play in the first. Edgar attacks left side. Hands it off Johnson. Stops left wing. Nowhere to go. Hands it off back to Edgar. She'll circle it back up top. Her pass poked away. Wood on the steal, and Edgar grabs it right back in the backcourt. Welcoming in Eric Dewitt to the broadcast. Edgar attacks and kicks Johnson left wing. Now she'll knife inside. Goes to the rack. Hard, and she missed a layup, and the rebound goes to Hawkins and Macon. 7-5, Macon down two. They can tie it up. Stutter step and attacking is Richardson. Layup, no. And Bruner grabs the rebound underneath. Noble dribbling it off her leg. Corrals it, but in a double team, a whistle and a timeout. Smart move. Third-year head coach Jordan Beck sees her team in trouble, calls a timeout to get them out of it. And with 2:44 to play in the first, 7-5, Marceline's lead and their ball. When we come back in 30 seconds, here from the Marceline title game.
Do you have questions about your financial security?
Unsure about your retirement savings plan?
Wondering if your mortgage rate and plan are in your best interest?
Let Regional Missouri Bank help give you peace of mind.
Visit any of our 6 conveniently located branches and find out about residential, agricultural, or commercial loan rates. Offer of credit subject to credit approval.
Check out our CD rates and IRA agreement plans. Some restrictions may apply.
Regional Missouri Bank, where their customers are their priority. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here, the championship game of the Marceline tournament. It's Marceline in their own championship. 7-5 lead over Macon. 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. Ben Wittenstein, Eric Duick with you on 99.9 The Captain or CentralMoInfo.com. Right to left goes Marceline. It'll be Bruner missing a layup short. Offensive rebound, Bixman put back. No, but a foul. That's the second time Jaylee Bixman has been able to do that. And she's going to the free throw line. That'll be the fourth team foul on Macon, and they're going to call this one on Sydney Miller. Free throw missed by Bixman. Two and a half remain here in the first. Bixman's second free throw off the heel, too hard. Rebound, foul. And this will be going against Marceline. I believe they'll get Bruner on this one. That will be Marceline's second team and Bruner's second personal. So Jordan Beck has to get up, look at her bench, see if she wants to make some substitutions. Right now she doesn't, and now she does.
Yeah, she does like her depth this year. I remember that was one of her big talking points in our tip-off interview, and she'll rely on it.
Macon with it left to right. Wood up to Wyatt. Quick pass into Hawkins. Wide open underneath. She puts it in. 7-7. Back tied up. 2 minutes to play in the first. Edgar trapped across midcourt. Pass finds Bixman. She attacks left side. Blocked away by Hawkins. And here comes Macon the other way. It's Lexi Miller attacking the rack and a foul. A huge collision underneath the basket. As Stahl a little slow to get up, but I think she just has to readjust her right shoe. And Renee St. Clair will take the spot of Bruner with this substitution. It'll be a baseline inbound from Macon. That's the third team foul, first on Macy Edgar. Lexi Miller, the inbounder. Up top it goes to Wood, and she'll reset.
Wood's minutes have gone way up in this tournament. She hardly played at all for a semester.
Lexi Miller attacks, left side layup, miss short, Bixman the rebound. Lead pass, Johnson. She had lots of space to maneuver. Right side layup, bumps, gets it, and the foul. Bailey Johnson falling away with the layup. They're going to count the basket. That was an athletic move.
I think they're calling that on the floor.
Indeed they are.
Wow. I thought that was...
One of the refs signaled for an and one, and the other ref, I guess, overruled him.
I thought that was no doubt in the act.
Well, Bixman gets the inbound and puts it home anyway. She's got five. With a minute and a half remaining in the first. 9-7... Marceline's lead. High left side. Laney balance and gets it inside to Wyatt. Her layup missed long. Tracking down the rebound is Macy Edgar. And here comes Edgar crossing the lane and getting it left side
for Stahl, and Stahl knocks down a three from the left pocket. 12-7. Marcelina ahead by five with a minute 10 remaining.
Those threes are so big because you knew coming in this expects to be a defensive slugfest. Yeah, any three you can get, any separation's big. Shot missed short by Macon. Edgar the rebound and a whistle and a foul.
This one will be going against Macon.
This is a slight exaggeration, but it felt like the Macon-Glasgow game last year in the title was played within 5 points about the entirety of the way. So, like I said, any kind of breathing room you can get in a defensive slugfest like this is big.
Marceline shooting 27% from three so far this year. Johnson bouncing a right side Stahl. Skip pass left wing, Edgar into the corner. It goes for Sinclair. Lob pass to Bixman. Quadruple team that should get the back out. Sinclair up top, Johnson. Quick pass right wing, Stahl. Three from her. Kaboom! 6 points now for Stahl. It's 15-7. Marceline creating some breathing room with 27 seconds to play in the first. Pass out of bounds by Macon on the far side, right in front of that Marceline bench. And the Lady Tigers get it back.
That's even double the fun if you can get two of those triples.
And a timeout call, 32nd by Ben Sondheimer. And we'll take it with him. Be back in 30. 15-7, Marceline's lead here in the title game of the Marceline.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Back here with 20 seconds remaining in the first quarter of the Marceline Tournament Championship. 15-7, Marceline's lead. And it's ball as they move right to left. And they almost throw it away, but Bixman gets the right back of the backcourt. 8 seconds. 7, right side, Johnson. Back to Bixman straight away. 6 with 5 with 4, right to Johnson with 3, firing a long 3. And that'll sail out of bounds. And that'll do it for quarter number 1. So we'll go to the second, 15-7, Marceline ahead here in the title game of the Marceline Tournament. I'm Kirk.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Is the Marceline lead heading into quarter number 2 over Macon. Marceline Tournament Championship. Ben Wittenstein, Eric Duick with you. And Eric, it's been mostly Marceline there in the first quarter as they grab the steal. And they're on the offensive side once again as they move right to left. It's Johnson to Stahl at the top of the key. Back to Johnson.
Yes, it has. Those two threes in particular were just huge separators. And then even when they didn't get the benefit of the and-one call, they came around and scored just moments later.
That's the interesting thing about Marceline is 27% from three, but when they hit their three-pointers, it comes in chunks. And that's what we saw now. Johnson, three, and she connects.
Right on cue. Yep.
18-7. Marceline's lead now to 11. Macon has struggled to score here at the end of the first quarter, now into the second. Up top, Lexi Miller over to the left side for Milburn. It's a back up top, Hawkins. Jabs left, attacks right. Hands it back off right wing Richardson. Now up top it goes to Sydney Miller. Inside Hawkins. Turnaround jumper from five. No. Rebound Jobson. Under seven to play in the half. Jobson right hand dribble across the timeline. Bring a long black leg sleeve on her left leg. Bouncing in a right elbow for Stahl, and it's thrown away. Taken away by Macon. This one is Lexi Miller. Sidesteps the defender. Layup. No. No whistle, but an offensive rebound by Lexi Miller. Her put back. No. Skipped out of bounds by Marceline. And it'll stay with Macon. And in fact, they called a foul, it looked like, on Renee St. Clair. So that'll be the fourth team foul on Marceline. And a baseline inbound for Macon. Lexi Miller inbounding it. Finds Milburn in the lane. She tries a tough turnaround. Hand in her face and puts it off the window and in. Excuse me, give that to Katie Richardson, 18-9. 6:15 remaining here in the second quarter. Marceline in no rush, up 9 points with 6:10 to go. Right to left goes the Lady Tigers of Marceline. Both teams, Tigers as their mascot. Marceline wearing their white uniforms and black lettering and gold down the side of a Bixman, 10-foot jumper, bouncing off the rim and dropping. Hand in her face as well. It was a catch and shoot for the senior, and she knocked it down. 29 is the Marceline lead. Left side, Sydney Miller passing to Hawkins in the paint. Kicking it out to Richardson. Up top, Lexi Miller. She'll reset. Left wing it goes, Peyton Milburn. Ball above her head as she gets it back up top. Richardson straightaway pumps, now attacks, slicing through the defense. Layup, good. Katie Richardson, last 4 points for her team. Back to a 9-point Marceline lead. 5:20 to play. Championship game of the Marceline tournament. Macy Edgar, right side for Stahl. Ball above her head. Puts it on the deck and attacks right of the lane. Now backing it back out. Off it goes to Jobson, top of the key. Here's Jobson. One arm pass to Sinclair in the right wing. Up top, back to Bixman. Clock under 5 to go in the first half. Edgar up top, Stahl. She had to jump in the air to grab that one. Now left side, Jobson misplays it, but gets it right back. Circles back top of the key. Now attacks right side and bumped. That'll be the 17th foul for Macon, so we'll see 1-1. This foul called on Katie Richardson, her first, team 7. Jobson at the line to shoot a 1-1. First free throw rattles out, and the rebound Hawkins for Macon. Here comes the Macon Tigers, left to right. Richardson attacks and now kicks. Hawkins open, straightaway 3, no, off to the right. Stahl the rebound. Double on the ball for Stahl in the backcourt, and she easily gets by them. Weaving her way in the paint to the basket. Layup, no. Rebound goes to Macon. Richardson leading the charge left to right. Stutter step and kicking it out. Open three. Lexi Miller in and out. No. Rebound underneath for Marceline. Almost into the hands of Becca Googe. And it's a foul called. Or a tie-up, excuse me, with the arrow favoring Marceline. 4:19 to play in the second quarter. 20-11. Marceline's lead, and it's ball. Stahl bringing the ball up. Right side to Macy Edgar. 9 points a game for the Marceline senior on average. Jobson top of the key. Tight defense on her. Swings it over to Stahl right side. Zip the path underneath Googe. The layup from the left side. Back to Googe now getting into the box score with 2 points of her own. 22-11. Marceline lead back to 11. Under 4 to play in the second quarter. Bit of a weave being played by Macon. Tierra Wood bouncing it right wing for Milburn. Back up top to Wood. And Milburn now on the right wing. All above her head, looking inside for her teammate, Sydney Miller. Doesn't pull the trigger. Instead, gets it back up top. Peyton Milburn to Wood left wing. Back up top, Sydney Miller. Back to Wood left wing. Lots of passing on the arc. Right side. Three for Milburn. Short offensive rebound. Sydney Miller puts it back in. Timeout called by Ben Sontheimer and Macon. 22-13 is Marceline's lead. 3:20 to go
And we'll take a break. In 30 seconds, we'll be back here from the Marceline Tournament Championship game.
MizzouMac offers you the best of both worlds. MizzouMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MizzouMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MizzouMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
And we are back to the action from the Marceline Tournament, the girls' championship game. 3:10 remains here in the second quarter. 22-13, Marceline's lead. Three-pointer in and out from Jobson. Bixman offensive rebound, put back, no. Googe, another offensive board, a whistle, and a travel. As Googe had another opportunity for a put back, but shuffled her feet on the rebound. So now under 3 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Macon with it left to right, down 22-13. Pass inside is tipped out of bounds by Marceline, intended for Peyton Milburn underneath. It'll be a baseline inbound for Macon. Inbound goes Delaney Ballas. And her pass is taken away by Stahl. She has a 1-1 against Lexi Miller. Right side, layup, contact, yes, no foul call, but the layup good. Stahl has 7. And it's 24-13. Marceline's 11-point lead with 2.5 to play in the first half. Here's Lexi Miller. Gets a back up top for Laney Balance. Balance trying to make a move, and she'll re-step between the rings. Right side it goes, Milburn. Off screen left, now resets and goes to the right. Stops right of the lane, pops from 5, and a nice little floater with the right hand from the lane from Milburn, excuse me, as make it a 24-15 lead for Marceline. Down to 9. Googe right of the lane, finds a cutting Bixman, layup, no, fight for the rebound. It's still loose. Stahl picks it up top of the key. Second chance, Marceline. Jobson attacks left side. Lots of contact. Then an offensive foul called. Jobson out of control. She slaps the hardwood in frustration. And the ball back to Macon. Down 9 with a minute 44 to play until half. Katie Richardson will bring the ball up. Swings it right side for Wood. Wood bouncing it up top for Sydney Miller. She attacks the rack as she knifes through a tough Marceline defense and a foul called on a shot. Going to the line, Sydney Miller. Free throw up and good for her first free throw. She's got 3. Next free throw from Miller off the heel. And she gets her own rebound. Another whistle and a bump foul. So going to the line for a 1-1 again, Sydney Miller. First free throw bounces in, and she'll get a second. 24-17. Miller, second free throw. Connects. 24-18. Down to a 6-point Marceline lead. Edgar left corner, circling the arc, finds Stahl. Right of the lane goes to Jobson, long 2, and she knocks it down. Jobson with 10, first player in double digits in this game. 26-18, Marceline by 8, 65 seconds to play in the first half. Up top is Wyatt. Swings the right side. Richardson, long two on the right side. Banking it home. Six for Richardson. 26-20, back to a six-point Marceline lead. Bixman, right elbow, bouncing in right side. Edgar, double on the ball. Edgar trying to escape it, nowhere to go, right in front of the Macon bench. She's tied up, and the arrow favors Macon. Good defense there by the Macon Lady Tigers. With 43 seconds to play, they could cut this down to a four- or three-point Marceline lead. Top of the key, Milburn circling in, kicking it out. Wood, low pass, she can't corral it. Edgar on the ground, she gets it back. Dribbling on her knees, and she gets it right out back to Stahl. Firing into the corner, Jobson. She is knocked out of bounds by the official, but the ball keeps in into Googe. Left wing is good. Way to keep the play alive. 28-20, 15 seconds to play. Right side, Sydney Miller. Inside it goes to Wyatt, kicking it back out. Milburn, three, no, with five, with four, ball tipped around. Another foul by Milburn, no, but a whistle and a foul. And we'll see free throws with 1.8 seconds to play in the second quarter. Tierra Wood at the line. 28-20 is Marceline's lead. First free throw, good. Here comes Wood for free throw number two. And she missed off to the left. Bixman tracks down the rebound, and that will do it for half number one. Marceline, 28, Macon, 21. We'll go to the halftime break. Be back with more coming up next here on Kirk.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck in Macon would like to offer you a free discount double-check TM. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck in Macon today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Discounts may vary state to state.
Hey, with this whole new year, new you thing, you can try new items on the menu at the Pantry.
Like what?
Like a cheese tortellini, you know, with the shrimp and the scallops and the crab and whatnot.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it is. Settle down there.
I can't help it. It's a seafood trio on pasta. It's all I can think about.
Try something new at the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar in Macon. View their menus online at thepeartreerestaurant.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, hair embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
With a just reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023E tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 131-2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
We're joined post-game by South Shelby head coach Ethan Shackelford after a 65-56 victory against Mark Twain. Pretty back-and-forth affair. What was the difference in your eyes?
We did a good job on the boards. Our half-court defense was good. We really played on the gaps. We tried to keep Dave from hitting some threes. He got away from us a couple times, but hit some deep threes. But I thought our half-court defense set the tone. It kept us in control and kind of managed the game for us, and that was the difference maker.
You were tied at 53 with give or take 3:20 to go. Coming out of that timeout, how would you evaluate the late game performance?
I was really impressed. I told the kids' locker room that they kept their composure. They executed us. Our veterans kind of got us in what we needed to with press break, you know, orient stuff, and our half-court defense, make sure we're set. And our leaders really stepped up, and a lot of guys on the bench were communicating stuff. Our assistant coaches do a great job of thinking ahead and trying to get us on the same page. And we just came together. I mean, it was just a good team run there at the end to get us over the hump and get the win.
We're talking to Ethan Shackelford post-game. Not only the verticality, they got some football bulk, too. Yeah. How do you feel you combated their size on you?
That was one thing. I mean, watching them play Macon Thursday, they were big. They're athletic. They've got some shooters. They got good guards that can get the basket really well. And we knew we had to really, you know, get a good game plan together and execute it well to even compete with them because they are big. But I was really impressed with Guy Timbrook in the paint. And we got some guards, you know, Daniel Burke 6'1", Brock Wood 6'1". They really crashed the boards hard. And not only that, they rebounded and ran and transitioned really well. And that helped us get some easy buckets against their zone defense and kept it kind of keep the flow of the game going.
So and what are a few of your focuses before the Clarence Cannon slate picks up?
Well, we got tough Van Horn game Tuesday, so we're not going to look too far ahead. They're another really big physical team. But that game, that's a good insight of what we're going to see all year in our conference. It's so physical, so big. There's no slouches. I mean, us in Brookfields, I mean, we're not even, you know, we're not at the top of our conference, but yet, you know, just like them beating Macon, us beating Brookfield, any given night, any team can compete and make shots and get a win. So we're excited. I love being in that conference because of that, because, you know, you're going to get the good games every night. And so I'm looking forward to it.
South Shelby head coach Ethan Shackelford and the Cardinals third place at the Marceline Tournament. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
One. I said one. Business banking. Business banking. Business banking. No, I don't want to go back to the main menu.
Frustrated with a lack of good service? It's time to discover Horizon Credit Union in Macon and now Kirksville. Visit their new branch at 1204 South Baltimore Street. Visit them online at yourhcu.com.
ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet frozen foods, takes pride in being a significant part of your mealtime needs. The top-notch people in the Macon area deliver everyday food in extraordinary ways. ConAgra Brands is a proud supporter of Macon and the surrounding communities. ConAgra Brands proudly supports all Macon students and athletes. Good luck, students, in your upcoming games and events from your friends at ConAgra Brands of Macon.
Welcome back here to Marceline as we get set for half number two. Again, some of those scoring totals for Marceline: Johnston with 10, Kenzie Stahl with 8, Bixman with 7, Becca Googe with 4. On the Macon side, Peyton Milburn with 5, along with Sydney Miller, who has 5. Katie Richardson leading her team with 6, Hawkins with 4, and Tierra Wood with 1 of her own. I want to thank some of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Acme Termite and Pest Control, Baker Insurance Agency, Brookfield Physical Therapy, Martin House Motel, Pershing Memorial Hospital, and Brookfield Senior Center, along with Bailey Brothers Collision Center, Extreme Recreation, all of Brookfield. Horizon Credit Union of Macon, Sheraton, Knox, Monroe, and Sullivan Counties, Rick's Service and Tire of Bevere, Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City, Bailey Brothers Collision Center of Brookfield, Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keithville, Glasgow, and Paris. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Putnam County State Bank of Milan and Unionville. Putnam County R1 Schools, First Missouri Bank. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Moberly Area Community College, Capital Paving and Construction, and Seiden Stricker. Eric, 28-21 is the Marceline lead over Macon right now as we start half number two. We saw plenty of three-point shooting from Marceline, but plenty of turnovers from both teams as well as we get set for the second half. You also were able to talk to some of the coaches of the upcoming game for Putnam County Milan in the boys' game. How excited are you for that one?
It should be a fun one. Those teams know each other probably better than any team knows each other in this state. They played each other 4 times last year, so a lot of fun stuff in that one. This one here, what a fun second half this will be. You're up 7, but it still probably feels like you're so far away from that tournament title if it's on your home floor. This is something Jordan Beck's been waiting for, coaching at her alma mater since she's been the head coach.
Getting back to the action. Winning that Marceline title as a Marceline head coach.
The elusive Marceline title.
Jump ball called as Jobson attacks.
That's not the stuff she wanted.
No, as the arrow favors Macon. So the Macon Lady Tigers, right to left, swerving through the lane is Lexi Miller. She missed a layup with her left hand. And a jump ball called, and now the arrow favors Marceline again. Macy Edgar inbounding it to Kenzie Stahl. Stahl with 8 points so far tonight. Her team leads 28-21. Left to right goes Marceline. White uniforms, black lettering, and gold trim down the sides. Stahl high left side. Finds Edgar on the right wing. Gets it down in the right corner for Ramsey Bruner, and her pass inside tipped away. Here comes Katie Richardson left side. Her layup, yes, and the foul as Edgar took a hack. And to the free throw line is Katie Richardson cutting the Marceline lead down to 5. Now a chance to cut it down to 4.
What a left hand. Ben Schonheimer raved about her in the pregame, how much she has stepped up in the absence of Jillian King and how much stronger they will be once they have King back to help along with Richardson at that point guard spot as that shot hits everything and drops in.
28-24, 4-point Marceline lead a minute here into the third quarter. Girls championship game from the Marceline tournament. Stahl spinning away from the defender to her left, and now back up top, Jobson. Jobson angling right, calling for Bruner to come, and she hands it off to Bruner. To Stahl, back right corner, Jobson attacks. Fall away from the baseline, good from 10. Jobson so good at that, she's got 12. Her small frame, she's got a low center of gravity, allows her to have those nice step backs or fallaways with control. On the other end, Milburn, 3, no rebound. Bruner for Marceline. She's tied up, and the arrow favors Macon. Third jump ball we've seen in over a minute and a half here in the third quarter.
Tells me they're blowing the whistle too quick.
30-24. Marceline's lead. Macon's ball moving right to left in their black uniforms. And a carry called on Richardson. Official showing her that she put her full palm under the ball before she took a dribble, and that is the definition of a carry.
Webster's?
I believe so. I don't know of any other dictionary yeah. company. 30-24, Marceline's lead. It's ball. Another whistle and a timeout. Jordan Beck is very upset. She is not liking the way her team has come out in this half. 6:05 remaining. We'll take that break with her and be back with more from Marceline and the Marceline championship game in 30 seconds. On Kirk.
Shopping for tires? Be sure to visit Rick's Service and Tire in Bevere. We have Yokohama, Nitto, Firestone, Hankook, Falcon, Toyo, Goodyear, Mickey Thompson, BF Goodrich, Cooper, and many more. This is Tyler Shoemaker from Rick's Service and Tire in Bevere. I can help you choose the best tire for your vehicle. You can shop on our new website at rickserviceandtire.com and search for your new tires and check our rebates. Visit us at Rick's Service and Tire in Bevere and choose the right tire for your vehicle.
Back here at Marceline High School. 30-24 is the Marceline lead over Macon. Jordan Beck very upset with her team, calling a timeout, screaming at them as they came to the bench. She was not liking the way they were running their offense. Ben Wittenstein, Eric Duick with you here. We've got the boys' title game coming up next. It'll be Jobson, the inbounder in the near sideline. Up top to Stahl. Reversing direction, circling the arc to the right. And it's tipped out of bounds by Lexi Miller. It will remain with Marceline. But I think Jordan Beck did have a point. That offense for Marceline looking a little lethargic. At the inbound of Bixman. Double on the ball, and she throws it away into the backcourt. Take it away by Ooh, Miller, good. And she double dribbled.
Good
or
carry.
Excuse me, carried.
Good carry call there per Webster. With the that was a tough wraparound pass from Bixman, and that was impossible, and it would have been a backcourt violation, but they just beat him to it, just carried
into the right corner. Bruner up top, Stahl, and a pass over Stahl's head into the backcourt, taken away. Lexi Miller layup, no, but a foul, and something is wrong with Marceline right now. They are not looking in shape. Or
I told you, 7-point lead, yet so far from that title.
Now a 6-point lead, 30-24.
At the start of the half, I meant 7-point lead, and now it's been trimmed down.
5.5 to play in the third. As Lexi Miller sinks her first to make it 30-25. Kate Hawkins checking in. Second free throw coming up. She sinks it. 4-point lead for Marceline. Seen it dwindling away here to start the second half. Renee Sinclair high left wing into the corner for Edgar. Inside Johnson and an off ball and a foul on the ball from behind as Johnson gets hacked. That'll be the first team foul on Macon. Johnson inbounding under her own basket. Looking inside, doesn't see anyone open. Now to the outside to Bixman in the left corner. Back up top Stahl. He'll circle in right side, and a travel. And the ball back to Macon. She tried to pass that off before she planted her right foot. Couldn't do it, and that'll be the travel call right there. So here comes Macon right to left, down 30-26 with 5:15 to go in the third. Left side it goes to Peyton Milburn. Up top back to Sydney Miller, now to Richardson. Up top to Hawkins. She gets it poked away. Grabs it right by the timeline. Bump from behind and falls hard to the ground. And a foul call. This will be on Sinclair.
Yeah, just an effort to go after a loose ball. And Hawkins was hugged up there against the mid-court line, but was able to at least clamp her feet there a little bit and draw the bump from behind. More of a tackle than a bump.
That'll be the second team foul on Sinclair. As Richardson takes a jumper from right of the lane, missed it long, another rebound, another foul. Game getting a little scrappy. We saw this again a couple games ago.
Marceline needed that foul, though, because that may have turned into another turnover. So it just gives them a chance to catch their breath.
30-26, Marceline by four. They have the ball going left to right. 4:45 to go in the third. It's Sinclair in the right corner, bouncing at Johnson, right block. Turns around, attacks the basket, layup for her. They needed that one real badly. Johnson now with 14, and it's 32-26. Up top, Sydney Miller pumps and attacks. To the basket, she goes, blocked away. As Marceline has it, Stahl gets mauled from behind. And not to compare apples to oranges, but we've talked about a lot of ticky-tack stuff, but I mean, you're getting just nailed from behind like that. They do have to call those. I know we've had a whistle-heavy day. It's always going to feel like that when you're five games in, but those are warranted for
sure.
There's a difference between getting choppy and getting chippy. And it's getting chippy out there as Marceline throws it away on the steal. Is Wood attacking the basket. Layup is short. Marceline the rebound. Baseball pass from Edgar intended for Johnson, but tipped out of bounds by Woods on the far baseline. Those passes are really difficult at the high school level, especially at the high school girls level. It requires a lot of, and even at the boys level, it requires a lot of arm strength to complete that in traffic as we have I think this might be a clerical fix up, and now we'll get the inbound. But that's just, it's really tough to hit that in stride and with enough muscle for the defense not to catch up. 32-26 is Marceline's lead. Under four to play here in the third. Stahl spinning away from a defender, bouncing a right side Bixman. Now she'll attack and take back out Stahl. Right corner, Sinclair. Now back to Stahl on the right wing. Back to Sinclair in the corner. She'll flip it up top Bixman, reversing it Edgar left wing. Now Edgar will attack baseline. Gets under the basket. Layup just short and making the rebound. They're down six. Wood right side. Over to Milburn. Now back up top to Lexi Miller. Finds Sydney Miller. Pass inside, intended for Hawkins, but an off-ball foul just before the ball got down low. And that'll be on Sinclair. That'll be the fourth team foul, third personal on Sinclair. They may need to go to someone else on the bench as Macon inbounding under its own basket. Now right side Milburn, bouncing it right side to Miller. Lexi Miller back to Milburn, open right wing three, high arcing shot, and it rattles home. One possession game, needed that. She's a knockdown shooter. 32-29, Marceline only by three as we approach three to play in the third. Edgar, right wing, circles the arc up top. She's been a bit quiet here in the second half. Pass to Johnson inside, back to the basket. She loses control of the ball, taken away by Macon. Right side is Wood. Crossing over, off screen left, attacking left of the lane, bouncing it back to Miller up top. She takes a couple steps in, floater from 10, missed it short, Bixman the rebound. Out to Edgar. Two on two for Marceline. Edgar will slow it down. Now to Stahl left wing, and she'll fire a three off the rim. No, but offensive rebound Johnson circling back to the rim, and she's fouled.
Good opportunity for Macon. They really just needed this to slow down, get an opportunity for some points at the line.
Two shots coming for Johnson. Her team up three. 2.5 to play. Shot by Johnson. Miss. One more shot on the way from Johnson. The junior already with 14 points. And make that 15. She sinks that free throw. 1 of 2 from the charity strike. 33-29. Marcelina ahead. Zipping across to the basket is Richardson. No, gets her own rebound on a short layup, but falls out of bounds on the baseline. And the ball goes back to Marceline. 2:20 to go as Stahl across midcourt. Right-hand dribble accelerates to the basket in the lane. Through contact, layup missed. And it's tipped out of bounds by Macon. Stays with Marceline. 2:13 on the game clock here in the third. Johnson the inbounder. She'll get up top Bixman. Left side Sinclair. Tip pass inside Johnson. Back to the basket. Left block. Turn around. And she flips it up with the right hand. Johnson is going to work down low. She's only 5'4", and she is putting in work in the post. Maybe some blood issue. Yeah, on the back. I don't know if she's the one bleeding or if she got it from someone else. But either way, a nice move there down low. Ball kind of got caught up at her hip, but she was able to finish through with that spin move and force it up and in. So Jobson will get that checked out. And coming in for her will be Ramsey Bruner. Richardson knifes inside, back to basket, spinning in the lane, kicking it right back out to Wood in the right wing. And she'll reset top of the key, going against Edger, attacks left of the lane, bouncing in left wing for Milburn. Three from her long, tipped out of bounds by Marceline. It will remain with Macon. So it will be Richardson inbounding left of her own basket on the baseline. Looking, up top it goes to Wood, and she'll attack the rack. Left side, layup missed short underneath. The rim was the ball, and I think there's a foul. This will be offensive. Excuse me, a tie-up underneath, and it's going Marceline's way. 35-29, Marceline, the six-point lead with a minute 40 to play in the third. Johnson's good to go. She wants back in. Stahl, right side, poked out of bounds as she tried to get it to the corner for Bixman. Now, the interesting thing about that Jobson departure, now it's Bruner who's in it. That's like a huge, it's like a guard for a forward swap. Here's Bruner, right corner, backing baseline, working her way in. And a timeout call, Jordan Beck. 32nd, 35-29. Marceline ahead by six, a minute and a half remaining in the third. We'll be back in 30 from the Marceline Tournament Championship game.
With adjust reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023E tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 131-2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Here in the Marceline tournament, 35-29, Marceline's lead over Macon, the girls' championship game. We got the boys coming up next. Game 6 of 6 tonight, almost through 5, as it'll be Bixman inbounding on her own baseline. And her pass is taken away and then taken right back. Sinclair getting it right back from Marceline. Edger, left wing, 3 from her, in and out, no. She's someone Marceline would love to get hot.
I'm not even sure how to really put this into perspective, but I feel like these teams are making it a bit more difficult than it needs to be. And granted, it's a big game, so don't take that the wrong way. It's just shots are not seemingly easy to come by right now, and then they're not taking the best of shots when they're available.
Also seems like a little fatigue has set in. I mean,
yeah,
these teams that have played 2-3 games in a row, 3 days in a row, excuse me. As it's Milburn, open right wing 3. She knocks it down. Back to a 3-point Marceline lead.
Now that was a good look. No tired legs there. Her second make from that spot this quarter.
Milburn with 11. Brings Macon back to within 3. Marceline with it left to right. Up 35-32 with 30 seconds to play in the third.
Could have been another carry there on Bixman, but she gets back. And that could have been another one too.
She picked it up. Smart move. Bixman almost carried it. Off to the right side. It's Stahl. She leaned in and a charge call.
Jordan Beck is, her heart rate is just through the roof right now. I can feel it from the other side of the room.
Whistle and subs. Jobson finally coming back in. Got that blood issue figured out. Bruner checking out.
Bruner's someone they rely on quite a bit. I'm not sure that Beck's been all that thrilled with her play on a couple of occasions. I think it goes back to the first half, actually.
Milburn. Sydney Miller up top. Back to Milburn. Circling across the screen. Now up top it goes to Alex Wyatt. Left wing, Lexi Miller. Attacks in the lane, kicking it out, taken away and stolen Bixman. Good steal there from Marceline. Out to Stahl, and that'll do it for quarter number 3. 35-32. Marceline hanging on to a 3-point lead. We'll go to the final quarter of the title game for the Marceline tournament next in 60 seconds.
Hey, with this whole new year, new you thing, you can try new items on the menu at the pantry.
Like what?
Like a cheese tortellini, you know, with the shrimp and the scallops and the crab and whatnot.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it is. Settle down there.
I can't help it. It's a seafood trio on pasta. It's all I can think about.
Try something new at the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar in Macon. View their menus online at thepeartreerestaurant.com.
One. I said one. Business banking. Business banking. Business banking. No, I don't want to go back to the main menu.
Frustrated with a lack of good service? It's time to discover Horizon Credit Union in Macon and now Kirksville. Visit their new branch at 1204 South Baltimore Street. Visit them online at yourhcu.com.
One more quarter of championship basketball on the girls' side of the bracket. 35-32, Marceline ahead of Macon. If I were in that huddle with Jordan Beck and the girls, my message would have been, you just played a well below expectations third quarter as a tying three attempt misses. Another three as they get a second chance is missed by Milburn, and Edgar tracks down the rebound, Marceline into a double team. Still in the backcourt, almost tied up, doesn't do it, and gets it out to Bixman. And she'll advance. But that you're still up three despite everything that happened. You would think based on game flow they lost their seven-point lead and then some. Jobson, backdoor cut, missed the layup, but Marceline playing with a little bit more energy. Macon, though, looks like they're matching it. Right side, Lexi Miller kicking it back out for Richardson. Now to Milburn, left wing. Ball above her head, Macon only down three. Up top to Wyatt. Right side, Richardson jabs right, attacks left, and kicks it back out, Sydney Miller. Left side, Lexi Miller. Off screen right, she goes in the lane. Right corner, Milburn, open three to tie, no. Offensive rebound, Miller, no, missed the putback, gets it back, and now puts it back, and making only down one. Yeah, it was just bad luck for Marceline. That initial shot was just so poor that the offense had that advantage on the air ball. Edgar gets her pass, tipped out of bounds. And it will remain with Marceline with 6:45 to play in the game. 35-34. Marceline only up by one. They have the ball moving left to right. Bixman hands off to Stahl, top of the key. Stahl over to Bixman. Fires left corner for Edgar. Inside Jobson. Back to the basket. Bounces right block for Sinclair. Her jumper missed long. And the rebound Macon. And the Lady Tigers of Macon can take the lead. Richardson wheeling to the basket. Layup, no. A little out of control. Offensive rebound, Wyatt. And as she gets fouled on her putback. And the free throw line goes Alex Wyatt, the senior. This game has reached, like, weird territory from the standpoint that Macon's doing, like, everything right. It's just like that moment, like, when is the score going to change? Free throw from Wyatt rattles home, and we're tied. 35 all here in the championship game of the Marceline tournament. Sydney Miller checks out. Hawkins checks in. And Milburn checks out. And Wood checks in. Wyatt, second free throw. Is off the rim. Still tied. Rebound Sinclair for Marceline. Stahl will bring it up. Left side, Bixman. In to the elbow, Jobson. Trying to get it back out, take it away and stolen. Richardson on the steal, breakaway layup. Blocked from behind by Bixman, but a foul. So free throws coming from Richardson. Can put Macon ahead with 6:11 to go in the game. First free throw. Off to the right. Second free throw coming. And she missed it off to the right, so we're still tied. No damage done. Bixman, right side Jobson, right of the lane. Skips past the defender, flips up the layup and puts it in. Oh, my. She has been a wizard around the rim. 37-35. She has 17. And a whistle and an offensive foul off the ball. This will be called on Hawkins.
The bad screen, I believe, is the call. And Marceline gets it back, already up to 37-35, 5:52 to play. On what has been such a tough day offensively for Marceline, these shots that Jobson just keeps coming through with when you need it worst is impressive. Saul, right side, Edgar. Edgar has yet to score tonight. And the pass is almost tipped away. Edgar gets it back by the timeline. Up top, Sinclair swings the left wing for Stahl. Ball above her head. Stahl will dribble it back up top. Off the screen right from Edgar. A whistle and a foul. I believe they're going to get Richardson on this one. No, yep. They will get a signal 22. I think that's going to be on Macy Edgar. Is that an offensive foul? The official didn't signal. At first, it looked like he signaled a foul on the defense.
It did look like that.
And now the three officials are meeting. This is a big call, certainly at this point in the game, with 5:25 remaining. And that'll be on Macon. So they're going to call this one on Lexi Miller. That'll be her second. 37-35, Marceline's lead. It's ball as they'll inbound on the near sideline. Sondheimer talking with one of the officials, trying to figure out what the call was and the reason for it. So they're going to stop play for a second to let them discuss. Substitutes for Macon. Alex Wyatt checking out. Sydney Miller checking in. Jobson the inbounder. Looking. No one's open. Still looking. And a timeout call by Jordan Beck.
She has needed so many of the timeouts she has used today have been to avoid turnovers, not as opposed to strategy.
We'll take a break and be back. 37-35, Marceline ahead, 5:25 to play in the Marceline Tournament Championship game.
ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet frozen foods, takes pride in being a significant part of your mealtime needs. The top-notch people in the Macon area deliver everyday food in extraordinary ways. ConAgra Brands is a proud supporter of Macon and the surrounding communities. ConAgra Brands proudly supports all Macon students and athletes. Good luck, students, in your upcoming games and events from your friends at ConAgra Brands of Macon.
Welcome back here to Marceline High School. Ben Wittenstein, Eric Dewick. With you on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com. 37-35, Marceline with the two-point lead, 5:25 to play in the Marceline Tournament Championship game on the girls' side of the bracket. We will have the boys' side of the bracket coming up next on Kirk. Out of the timeout, it'll be Macy Edgar, the inbounder for Marceline. Looking, still looking, finally finds Bixman. Now out to Stahl. Stahl right of the lane. Trying to get it back out to Edgar. Taken away and stolen by Richardson. Macon can tie it up or take the lead. Richardson wheels across the timeline. Bounces to Milburn on the left wing. Passes inside Hawkins. Over her head loose. And it'll fall out of bounds on the baseline. Marceline gets it back.
The team that makes fewer mistakes and gets more quality looks at the basket is going to win this game.
5:09 to play. Baseball pass to midcourt. Jobson. To Stahl, open Stahl, layup good. And that was a football pass and a wide receiver route by Kenzie Stahl.
Yeah, the pressure actually paid dividends for Marceline. They were able to finally get some open room.
39-35, Richardson three, off the backboard, off the rim. No offensive rebound, Richardson. She tracked it down. Bouncing left block, Milburn. Her layup blocked away. Marceline gets it back. Another baseball pass. This time it's intercepted by Hawkins, but Hawkins traveled. Intended for Edgar. Might as well just be calling a football game out here, Eric. And Marceline will get it back. Hawkins picked it off and then traveled.
Right, because she's all your momentum's working against you with the way that she made that play. A, it wasn't as much like a poor footwork deal as just your body's just running too far ahead.
39-35, Marceline's lead and the ball. 4.5 to play. Here's Stahl left wing, spinning away from Richardson, now in the paint. Kicks out Edgar right wing. She'll knife inside. Floater inside the paint. Mitz long rebound, Macon. And Macon wants to run. Lexi Miller stops left of the lane, into a double team. Kicks out to Richardson. Finds Milburn. Open three, right wing. Too long. Bixman the rebound for Marceline. And she'll lead the charge the other way. She wants to go to the basket. She does. She missed the layup. And rebound fought over underneath. Edgar comes up with it. Second chance for Marceline. Edgar's foul. Lady Tigers. Well, yeah, there's two Tigers, but one's Tigeress, Lady Tigers. Anyway, Marceline, for simplicity's sake, caught a break there. Milburn's not the shooter you're supposed to leave open. She just missed. Milburn already has 11 points today. And Macy Edgar to the free throw line for a 1-1. That was the 7th team foul for Macon. .405 to play. It's just game one of our title games on Kirk as Edgar misses her free throw short. Rebound, Sydney Miller. 39-35. Tigerites down by 4. Miller left corner to Sydney Miller. Up top, Milberg pumps on the 3, now attacks. Split the double team to the rack. She goes, missed the layup short, gets her own rebound, and kicked it back out. Wyatt, free throw line shot, too long. Rebound goes to Jopton, and she will push. Wheeling to the basket, breakaway layup, no, but pumped from behind. Jopton had so much speed that she almost had her own breakaway once she got the rebound in the paint on the other side of the floor. And we'll see free throws from Bailey Jopton now with her team up 39-35.
If Marceline can hang on, so much credit when it seemed like everything was starting to work against them. They could have just so easily not folded. It was still a tight game, but it, so oftentimes those games go in the other direction, and they've just really righted the ship.
And Johnson misses her first. Her second on the way, sinks it. She's got 20. 40-35, Marceline by 5 with 3.5 to play in the game. Macon right to left, Milburn right wing. Trying to get it up top to Miller, throws it over her head, out of bounds. A bad turnover by Macon, back to Marceline. It'll be Stahl bringing the ball up for the Lady Tigers.
I would try to condense this game a little bit, but Marceline's not had the best success of passing and catching. That sounds harsh. I'm talking about against pressure right now. Nothing's coming easy. You can see this as I talk, Ben. It's knocked out of bounds. There has not been a lot of smooth offense. A lot of it's had to come like out of form, so to speak.
The man-to-man pressure for Macon has been very tight. Dixman to Edgar on the left wing, hands it off to Stahl. Now to Johnson on the right wing. Johnson with 20 points so far tonight. Under 3 now to play. Johnson finds Edgar in the right corner, and she'll dribble it back out, run into Stahl, and Stahl gets the ball. Some good stalling going on right now for Marceline.
Yeah, they're doing a better job of it now.
Here's Stahl left wing. Up top it goes to Sinclair, back to Stahl. And the lob inside. This time it's taken away. Ball loose, and Lexi Miller on the steal. Breakaway scoop layup good. And a timeout called. We'll take it with him. 2:34 remaining in the game. 40-37, Macon only down by 3. Marceline ball when we come back here on Kirk.
Olda Monument of Marceline is family-owned and operated and takes pride in serving the Marceline and surrounding area. When it's time to order a monument, stop by Olda Monument and let Amy E. Wigman show you their wide selection of monuments and memorials. Perhaps you need a special memorial, a marker, or a vase. Olda Monument can design a memorial for any occasion. Olda Monument is open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or after hours and on Saturdays by appointment. Olda Monument, a proud supporter of the Marceline Tigers and Lady Tigers.
Tigers! Macon R1 School is on the fast track to success and united as a whole, school, students, and community-wide. Macon R1 strives for continuous improvement and takes pride in their accomplishments from top to bottom, whether it be in the classroom or on the field. Macon R1 School has great things happening all the time, always taking pride in giving their best. To find out more about the roar happening at Macon R1 School, visit their website at macon.k12.mo.us or check them out on Facebook.
Macon Tigers!
Back here at Marceline High School, 2.5 remain here in the game. Marceline 40, Macon 37. Marceline Tournament Championship on the line. And Ben Wittenstein will have the Boys Championship coming up next on Kirk. Johnson inbounding, still can't find anyone. Finally finds Stahl in the backcourt. Stahl weaving her way through the defense across the timeline on the right side. Up top it goes for Edgar. Now inside to Jobson. Curls to the basket. Layup. No foul. And Jobson to the free throw line. This foul called on Lexington 9th. So one and one. Or excuse me, there'll be two shots because it was on the shot. And Jobson sinks her first. Wyatt checking out. Richardson checking in. Free throw by Jobson off to the right. Bixman offensive rebound. Put back, yes. And Bixman has been tremendous tonight. Cleaning up the boards. Extends Marceline's lead to 6.
That might be her first bucket of the half, though, if I'm not mistaken. She's made a lot of the little plays, though, just like that.
Now at 2 minutes to play here in the Marceline Tournament Championship. Lexi Miller attacks, and she tries to shovel it down underneath, but a foul call blocking on Jobson. And this will be one and one on the way from Lexi Miller, unless they called that a shot. I don't think they did, so yes, it's a one and one. Shot up and rattles in. She'll get another. She's got 5 so far. 43-38. And missed off the backboard for her second shot. Here comes Bixman, tipped out of bounds. 43-38, Marceline's lead at its ball. 1:55 to play. Here's Stahl, right side. Curls inside, now kicks it back right corner, Sinclair. She'll dribble it back up top, gives it to Bixman. Straight away, and an offensive foul called on Marceline. No, this is going back to Macon.
I had kind of my eyes a bit more on the ball than the off-ball part there, but I didn't. I still had my peripheral was still looking that way, and I didn't catch anything overly blatant, but we'll trust that it was the right call, but that's 5 on her.
So Sinclair will go to sit on the bench, and in for her is Bruner. Richardson attacking for Macon. Her team down 43-38 with a minute 35 remaining in this game. Sydney Miller up top, Milburn. Milburn off screen to her left. Now bouncing it back up top for Sydney Miller. Back to Milburn, left wing. Finds Richardson on the right wing. Circling to her left, spinning inside the paint. Now kicking it back out. For Wood, back to Richardson. In the lane, through a double team, layup flipped up off the backboard and in. Katie Richardson waiting for her shot. And she puts it off the backboard to bring it to a 3-point game. Timeout called. 43-40, Marceline by 3. They have the ball when we come back. A minute 11 remaining in the Marceline Tournament Championship game. Next on Kirk.
This is probably the most important radio ad you will ever hear. This is Andy Bush with Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. When you use our app to do your banking, all your bank information stays secure. Your banking is done on the app, not on the phone or tablet. And when you close the app, all your information remains on our computer, not on your phone or tablet. And that's important because no one can pick up your phone and access your bank accounts. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield, we're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
For details, see Shannon Ray, your Shelter Insurance agent in Macon.
Marceline's lead. They will have the ball out of the timeout with a minute 11 remaining here in the game. Jobson, the inbounder, still looking, finally finds Bixman. Back to Jobson. Jobson, tight defense. Milburn on her ball, loose on the floor. Jump ball, it remains with Marceline. And boy, did they catch a break there. Milburn, terrific defense to take that ball away from Jobson. And so it will be a sideline inbound for Jobson, still in the backcourt. Trying to find Stahl. She does. Stahl gets it bounced off her head. Back to Jobson. Into the hands of Bixman. They have to cross midcourt. They do. Bixman into a double team. Nowhere to go. Bouncing it up top. Stahl. Under 55 seconds to play. Stahl curls in, and it's stripped away by Milburn. Macon can tie it with a three here with 49 seconds to play. To Lexi Miller. Bouncing it right block Wyatt. Layup too strong. Ball loose. Into the hands of Milburn. Left corner. It goes out to Miller. Three at a time. It's short. Bixman the rebound.
Those were three tremendous looks.
Out to Stahl. Now to Edgar. Two on one. Marceline. Bouncing right block. Jobson. Layup. Good. 45-40. Jobson makes it a two possession game with 25 seconds to play. Right side for Macon. Up top is Miller. Left side, Lexi Miller. Now back up top, Milburn. Still on the arc.
Gotta get
right
it up.
Wing.
Gotta get it up.
11 seconds. 10 seconds. A whistle and a timeout. Ben Sontheimer is very upset at that.
That is a killer because you're down two possessions. For him to have to take the timeout, you now have to start your offense up over again. So you're going to work time. He was livid to have to call. That's why I hate to interject there, but I had to say, get a shot up, get a shot up, because at that point it was becoming paramount.
10.8 on the clock. Macon is down by 5, 45-40. And they will need 5 points in 10 seconds to tie this up, to at least tie it up.
On the other hand, how big has Jobson been in this
game?
She's
been huge.
Some of those finishes at the rim have just been ridiculous.
I have her down for 23. The scoreboard of your hands are down for 21.
I've
been 22.
No, it's probably 23. They've been off a couple points.
All right, so we'll give her 23 tonight.
You're probably right. But what we call that is the elite finishing ability. She has a really good ability to finish around the rim despite a small stature. So a lot of credit, because that finishing is single-handedly getting Marceline over the top when it has struggled to protect the basketball.
Game reset, 45-40, Marceline's lead. 10.8 seconds remain in the game. It's Macon's ball. They advance the ball with the timeout. And the inbound goes to Lexi Miller. Streaking to the basket, left side layup, good. With six, with five, it's still going. With four, with three, inbound Bixman with two. And 2.2, Bixman fouled, 45-42. Three-point game.
That was a little too easy, but your one responsibility is not to foul there. I'm sure that was what was reiterated in the huddle, and they did a good job of letting some clock run before inbounding the basketball.
Yeah, they waited a good 2 or 3 seconds as that clock continued to run. So to the line is Jayla Bixman. He's got 9 tonight, and Jordan Beck told all of her team to get out of the paint. So only making players down low right now. And it'll be two shots since they have 10 team fouls. Bixman's first free throw missed. All they need is one, and that will seal the game.
You either make it or you make sure you hit the rim, because if you hit the rim, they can't get a clean inbound. You're going to win. Make it or hit the rim. That's your one goal.
Jobson's second free throw. The righty. Shot up. Hits back iron. It goes into the hands of Miller. They're going to have to fire, and they won't get a shot off in time. That'll do it. The Marceline Lady Tigers win the Marceline Tournament Championship.
And now that I have more time to explain that, the reason I say that, you become helter-skelter when you have to track down a ball and look ahead. But congratulations to Marceline winning the home tournament championship. Congratulations to Jordan Beck for doing so.
Absolutely.
Extra special when you're an alumnus.
Congrats to her. We'll be talking with her after this game. You'll be able to hear those full post-game interviews on our website, centralmoinfo.com. We'll take a quick break. Be back with final stats and player of the game next.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Marceline R5 School District are very proud of their Tigers and Lady Tigers. The student-athletes have put in many hours of long, hard practice in preparation for the basketball season. It's reflected year after year by the long-standing tradition of determination and striving to do their best. It's teamwork at its best, which also includes the coaches, cheerleaders, band, support staff, and all those involved in making each game possible. Go get them, Tigers!
Welcome back to the Marceline Tournament. Marceline Lady Tigers taking the championship over Macon, 45-42. Some final stats for you. Peyton Milburn for Macon led her team in scoring with 11. Katie Richardson with 10. Lexi Miller with 5. Kate Hawkins with 4, and Tierra Wood with 1, along with Laney Balance with 1, and Alex Wyatt with 1. For Marceline,
They were led in scoring by Bailey Jobson, 23 points for the junior. Bixman with 9, Stahl with 12, Bruner with 1, and Goode with 4 of her own. Great game all around for Marceline, and the player of the game brought to you by the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. Visit the Jeff Freeman Agency, Bailey Jobson. 23 points for her to lead her team to victory. A big clutch basket at the end of that game, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I just thought she was so complete in her performance.
All right, we'll take a quick break and be back with some pregame interviews for this boys' championship game, Milan and Putnam County. All next here on Kirk.
Yeah, go get her now before she...
Shopping for tires? Be sure to visit Rick's Service and Tire in Bevere. We have Yokohama, Nitto, Firestone, Hankook, Falcon, Toyo, Goodyear, Mickey Thompson, BF Goodrich, Cooper, and many more. This is Tyler Shoemaker from Rick's Service and Tire in Bevere. I can help you choose the best tire for your vehicle. You can shop on our new website at rickserviceandtire.com and search for your new tires and check our rebates. Visit us at Rick's Service and Tire in Bevere and choose the right tire for your vehicle.
Tigers!
Macon R1 School is on the fast track to success and united as a whole, school, students, and community-wide. Macon R1 strives for continuous improvement and takes pride in their accomplishments from top to bottom, whether it be in the classroom or on the field. Macon R1 School has great things happening all the time, always taking pride in giving their best. To find out more about the roar happening at Macon R1 School, visit their website at macon.k12.mo.us or check them out on Facebook.
Macon Tigers!
This is probably the most important radio ad you will ever hear. This is Andy Bush with Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. When you use our app to do your banking, all your bank information stays secure. Your banking is done on the app, not on the phone or tablet. And when you close the app, all your information remains on our computer, not on your phone or tablet. And that's important because no one can pick up your phone and access your bank accounts. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Again, Marceline takes its home tournament, 45-42 over Macon. Boys Championship is next on Kirk.
Now, more than ever, we're all looking to maximize the life of our vehicle. When it comes to collision repair, that means quality and workmanship. The kind of service you can expect from Bailey Brothers Collision Repair at Smith Motors in Brookfield. Whether it's hail damage, small dents and dings, or major collision damage, Bailey Brothers can handle the job. You can rest assured the work will be done right with no insurance hassles. Call 258-5005 or stop in for an estimate behind Smith Motors in Brookfield. Bailey Brothers Collision Repair, the ones you can trust. Do you have questions about your financial security?
Unsure about your retirement savings plan?
Wondering if your mortgage rate and plan are in your best interest?
Let Regional Missouri Bank help give you peace of mind.
Visit any of our 6 conveniently located branches and find out about residential, agricultural, or commercial loan rates. Offer of credit subject to credit approval.
Check out our CD rates and IRA agreement plans. Some restrictions may apply.
Regional Missouri Bank, where their customers are their priority. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Macon Tigers. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Macon Tigers. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Old Monument of Marceline is family owned and operated and takes pride in serving the Marceline and surrounding area. When it's time to order a monument, stop by Old Monument and let Amy E. Wigman show you their wide selection of monuments and memorials. Perhaps you need a special memorial, a marker, or a vase. Old Monument can design a memorial for any occasion. Old Monument is open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or after hours and on Saturdays by appointment. Old Monument, a proud supporter of the Marceline Tigers and Lady Tigers. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Marceline R5 School District are very proud of their Tigers and Lady Tigers. The student-athletes have put in many hours of long, hard practice in preparation for the basketball season. It's reflected year after year by the long-standing tradition of determination and striving to do their best. It's teamwork at its best, which also includes the coaches, cheerleaders, band, support staff, and all those involved in making each game possible. Go get 'em, Tigers!